Congressman Kildee joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So precisely what kind of waste would be stored at the site?
This would be low and intermediate level nuclear waste. So it's the material, the equipment that is used in the process that has nuclear material associated with it, is radioactive, and actually is dangerous. So it's not the spent fuel rods, but it's everything else associated with the process.
Do you know why this site was chosen?
Well, I suspect the main reason is that there is a nuclear power generator right there in that community. They generate this material on site. And the fact that that particular community has already accepted nuclear power as a part of their, you know, their environment, it's, I think, an easier path forward for Ontario Power Generation to locate a facility there rather than going to a place where they have to make the case mm-hmm. that this is safe.
What is it that most concerns you about the creation of this site?
Really, the only issue is its proximity to Lake Huron. It's 0.6 miles from Lake Huron, the part of the Great Lakes, the greatest freshwater source on the planet. And I draw a line when it comes to the Great Lakes. Since I've been in Congress, I have felt one of my responsibilities is to make sure that we protect for now and generations long into the future the Great Lakes, which is not only our natural beauty, but it's also our economic lifeblood. And so just as the Canadians objected back in the 1980s when the U.S. was considering a site 24 miles from the St. Lawrence Seaway, their objection was, we should not locate these facilities in a shared water basin. I have the same objection. 0.6 miles from Lake Huron is just too close.
Now, you're asking for this resolution to be passed, but that's not a law. It doesn't
right.
really have teeth. So what response are you hoping from the Canadian government and from the Obama administration?
Well, first of all, I hope that the Canadian government, and I think they will, listen carefully to what the voices of the American people and the Canadian people are saying about this, because objections are coming from both sides of the border. My hope is that it's not just the question of whether it's the most economically feasible location, but these larger questions about our obligations to future generations, that those considerations will come into their thinking and that they will do what we hope they do, and that is, in the vast resource of Canada, the land resource, look for another location that is not so close to this really important water source.
Do you think you have the support you need in the House?
I think it's going to be tough, but the way a sense of Congress resolution works, it's not binding. And so it's as important the number of members of Congress who sign on as a co-sponsor of the resolution as it is that the resolution actually see the light of day on the floor of the House. The fact that I already have bipartisan support, Congresswoman Candace Miller, for example, from Michigan, a Republican colleague of mine, she's a co-sponsor, a couple of other Republicans, one from Ohio, one from Illinois. That sends a strong message that Americans, American representatives in Congress of all political stripes feel that this is not the right location. I think the Canadian government will consider it. Whether it'll change their mind is yet to be seen.
If the resolution doesn't pass, or if it does pass and you don't get the response you want from the Canadian government and from the Obama administration, what next steps can you take?
Well, we have very little recourse. I mean, this is a Canadian decision. It is entirely within their authority to make this determination. And so our request is a respectful one. This is not intended to be an aggressive move on our part against our neighbor and friend Canada, but they've asked for input. We're providing that input. If they choose to look in the other direction and not take action to find another facility, well, unfortunately, we will have to deal with the fact that nuclear waste is being stored in close proximity to the Great Lakes. I just hope that they don't do that.
Congressman Dan Kildee is a Democrat representing Flint Township in the U.S. House. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you very much.